Welcome, friends. My name is Sophie, and I am a yoga health guide on her journey for truth, hydration, and wholeness. I am grateful our paths have crossed. Enjoy the episode. Hello there. It's Yogi Sophie, and I'm here with Smidgey Boy, and we are at our river once again. Hi, baby.
Yes, you're so cute.
He says hello in his own words. So we're at the river tonight, and it is lovely. I am sitting on a rock, and it is dusk, so everything has a lovely glow and shadow to it. And the breeze is moving through the trees, and it's just a very peaceful evening here. And tonight I am coming to you wanting to talk about breast health and just kind of give you a few tips and tricks about breasts. And breast health is incredibly important for those who have them, because in there's a lot of lymph nodes, and the lymphatic system is part of the immune system. It's one of the body's first line of defenses at decreasing toxins in the body so that they don't go deeper and create disease later on. And for many of us, unfortunately, the lymph nodes are completely overwhelmed. There are so many toxins that we encounter each and every day, not only with our food and dietary choices, but just in the air we breathe and the water we drink. And so, while it's really important to reduce the amount of toxins that are coming in, and that's, of course, for another day, it is really important to help move the toxins that we have already accumulated. And some of us may not know how much we actually have inside our bodies, but a lot of times it's more than we want to believe. And so, as far as the breasts go, this is a place that doesn't get a lot of attention. And so I'm here to tell you how to give them some attention. The tatas deserve it. So first things first, you should be giving yourself a massage every day. And not only just the breasts, you should be doing full body massage, getting a good oil that's balancing for your dosha, and giving yourself a good full body massage. And you can do this before or after the shower. It is highly recommended to do it before, because it gives you a protective layer from the toxins that are in our water. So what you would do is you would give yourself a full body massage, enough so that your skin is glistening and slimy and you don't want to touch anything, especially dog or ferret hair. And then you would go into the shower and use no soap, just let the water wash over you. Just, you know, take care of your hair care routine as needed. But this will prevent any soap toxins from getting in, because there's a lot of toxins in our body washes, ladies and gents. We really shouldn't be using it. We really weren't designed to use soap at all. Same with our shampoos. So go as natural as possible there, but it's going to prevent all this stuff from getting into you, so the lymphatic system doesn't have to move that out even more. And you might choose to oil up again after your shower, depending on if you have drier skin. I do, so I like to do before and after. And when you're doing your full body massage, when you get to the breasts, you are from the bottom upwards. And when you get to the breasts, I want you to not only, you know, to use your, well, no, I want you to use your intuition. And then there's a few tips and tricks there as to how to massage. So the fleshy part where the breast meets the armpit, give that a good few squeezes there. And then working down and around the breast. So working down through the side, taking the hands in circular motions, and really feeling everything that's there. When you get around the breast, go around again. And I like to lift up underneath and stick my fingers up underneath, kind of where the rib cage is. And there's a lot of muscle there that does not get any loving. So take the fingers there and give yourself a little rub down in there. Massage that area of the muscles. You'll feel it, I promise. It gets no love because massage therapists are not allowed in most states to massage the breasts for obvious reasons. But it's nothing that we can't take care of ourselves, and it gets us familiar with what's going on. So if you are someone who knows how their breast tissue feels, You know, you'll be familiar when there's something that's wrong. If there's a random, you know, lump there or something, or just there's anything coming out, you know, there's lots of things that you can observe and get to know yourself better just by massaging yourself. The hands are some of the best tools that we have. And so after you've done that, you do the other side. And just, you know, at least 1 to 2 minutes per booty is a really great place to begin. There are lots of different things that you can use on the breast. You know, you can just use your body oil, no lotions, because again, lotions have all sorts of toxins in them. Stick to plain and simple oils, you know, infused with some organic herbs if you have it. So there is a breast balm from Banyan Botanicals. That's a great product. It's got lots of herbs that are really balancing for the female system, as well as the breast tissue. But you know, coconut oil, olive oil, avocado oil, jojoba oil, sesame oil, all of these are great options. Just find the one for your dosha. And that's going to really help free up any stagnancy that's going on there. And I bring this up because stagnancy, again, that is where disease dwells. You know how if you're sitting in a river like I am and you see it nice and flowing, and then there happens to be this like random dam of twigs or rocks that kind of block the flow, and how if you step in that water or shush it up, there's all this murkiness and grossness at the bottom. Well, we don't want that going on in our bodies. So stagnancy in the breasts is more common, and that's why we have a lot of increase in, I believe one of the reasons we have a big increase in breast cancer is because nobody's massaging their boobs. And we're also wearing clothes that are too tight. We're wearing bras. We are not meant to wear bras. That is just another construct that has been placed upon us to appease society. And so, burn them. I got rid of mine years ago and I haven't looked back. And so the bras and the clothes, when they're too tight, when you can see an indentation in your skin, when you take them off, that means that you're blocking your lymphatic system from doing its job and removing those toxins. So what happens? They stay there, they get stuck, and they move deeper into your tissues and create worse disease. And I say this with all seriousness. If we all massaged our breasts regularly and moved all of this stuff out continuously and wore more free clothing, or none at all, if you're lucky enough, I bet you we would not have as much breast cancer in the world. And it's such an unfortunate thing. So do yourself a favor. Massage your boobies. Burn your bras. Or at least get one with no underwire. And if you're someone who's concerned about the size or the shape or anything like that, first off, I want you to just learn, you know, be on that journey of learning to love yourself as you are, naturally, the way the universe made you, because it's perfect. And secondly, I highly recommend getting your push-ups in, because that's going to strengthen the muscles in your area, all those pectoral muscles, and give it a better tone as well. So doing these things from a place of love, always, not from a place of I'm not enough or I don't like myself, always. And another thing I want to talk about is what happens around our cycles. So for a lot of us women, we get swollen boobs that hurt like hell. I am one of those. My breasts tend to be swollen 2 to 3 out of 4 weeks of the month. And this is, of course, there's the whole toxin thing, but another thing we can do to reduce that is reducing caffeine. That is one of the things that has caused a lot of stress on my breasts, and it's caused them to swell every month. There's inflammation because caffeine, well, I should say coffee in general, but caffeine as well, it's very drying to the body. It works your adrenals really hard. And it's forcing your body to do something that it doesn't actually have the reserves to do. Caffeine is one of those quick fixes. And when you become addicted to your quick fix, you're depleting yourself in the long term. Your body can never catch up. And so reducing or eliminating caffeine would be a great step to helping that. Because when it's really hot and dry, moving through the body, dehydrating the body, taxing the adrenals, we can't be hydrated. And if we're not hydrated, what the boobs do, because we need a lot of waters moving through us during our cycles, What the boobs are going to do is they're going to retain that water, so you get your swelling. And because there's toxins in there, because we're not massaging our boobs, we're going to get soreness. And so that's another thing that I highly recommend. So give yourself some boobie massages. Love yourself. Get to know them. They're amazing things. They literally feed human life. They feed us. They are perfect. And burn the bras and eliminate the caffeine. And last thing, of course, hydrate like hell. Water's good. And there are so many toxins in the water that it can be hard to find one that feels safe to drink, as I've had this experience with. And I'm kind of going to go deeper into how I've been hydrating lately in a little while. However, I definitely recommend for the general population, drink up some really good green juices or vegetable juices. Fruit juices are good as well, but they can be a lot for the body if you're not used to them. I personally love to chug a lot of orange juice every day, but I like it with pulp, so it kind of helps slow down the spike of all those beautiful natural sugars that we should not be afraid of. And then lastly, aloe juice, amazing. And of course, coconut water, one of the best things you can ingest on the planet. So those are all my tips for today on breast health. I am going to wrap it up here. And if you have any questions, if there's something unique going on with your breasts and you'd like some assistance, please reach out to me. My website is yogisophie.com or my Instagram at yogisophie7. Thank you so much for listening and have a beautiful night. Namaste.